every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, great to be back with you again. Nolan and I are excited. This is mid-season, just finishing the All-Star game, but it's just like the start of the season for a lot of teams. So obviously on the high end, we're talking trade deadlines tonight. Thoughts and opinions on some of the trades that have gone down, thoughts and opinions on some that won't be done until tomorrow after the show's aired, obviously. So that's on the high. The very low, obviously, this past weekend, Ryan Sandberg passing away. So I definitely, for myself, want to talk about it. Obviously, Nolan and Nolan's age group knows of him, doesn't know him, being born after he was basically done his career, more or less. But yeah, I definitely want to talk to him about him in regards to all you dirtbags out there that are in my generation. And can appreciate what Ryan Sandberg meant to the game, not just the Chicago Cubs. So that is the low. And like I said, again, the high is obviously the trades and what could be over the next 24 hours and what has already transpired up to this point. So Nolan and I are excited about the show. We're excited to bring it to you every week. Can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation. As you know, wherever you are in the listening world, that's what it's all about. It's being a dirtbag. It's getting up. It's getting after it. It's getting dirty, as you know, on the field, off the field, day to day. There's no excuses. There's no excuses. Just do the right things day to day to be the best person that you can. So that's the bottom line. All the servicemen and women, you know, we thank you, thank you, thank you for doing what you do each and every day so we can be a part of baseball as a player, a parent, a coach, a fan, in this case, a podcaster like Nolan and myself. And again, we can't thank you enough for doing what you do every day. So we honestly can do. Enjoy these moments, enjoy these times, enjoy each and every single day. So that's the reality of it. Other than that, hopefully you've had a dirty week. Hopefully you've had a great week. If you're out there playing, if you're out there finishing up a summer ball season, but getting ready for your first year of college or returning to college or getting ready for high school, whatever it is, it's going fantastic and you're just sitting back and enjoying yourself. That's the bottom line. So other than that, settle in, get your favorite drink, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because we're going to be right back here in a second to get up, get after it, and get dirty.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
Kohl's friends and family, listen up, because this one's for you. Right now, you can take an extra 20% off during the friends and family sale. Save on summer must-haves for your home. Comfy everyday outfits for your family. Smart favorites for back to school, and so much more. Yep, it's your time to save. Shop Kohl's friends and family sale today. Select styles. Offer ends July 27th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Protect your home and auto by bundling them with Progressive, and you'll have a little less to worry about. But we know you'll find other things to worry about. Like that text you just got from your boss. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Oh, hey, call me when you get a sec. Yeah, this is bad. Oh, well, at least you protected your home and auto with Progressive, so you don't have to worry about that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
If you didn't think skipping breakfast was a big deal, you'd be right. Before. But now, Wendy's has Buck Biscuits. We're talking sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or even the Honey Buddy Chicken Biscuit. For just a buck each. Seriously, you can get all three if you want. They're just a buck. So you'll never skip breakfast again. If you're smart. Breakfast for a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in the combo while supplies last.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, what direction do we want to go tonight? What are you thinking?
Yeah, so obviously you kind of talked about it off the hop. Sad news this past week. Ryan Sandberg, obviously Cubs legend, Hall of Famer, the whole nine yards, passed away at the age of 65 due to an ongoing battle of cancer. Like Kirk said, obviously I didn't get the privilege of watching Ryan Sandberg. Retired in 1997. So, I mean, I was born in 95, before my time, really. But obviously, everything that anybody ever said about the guy, everybody spoke very highly, very well respected. I mean, he's on the Cubs Mount Rushmore for a reason. Cubbies obviously wearing t-shirts saying forever with the number 2 and 3 in the middle of it instead of R and E. And then basically wearing patches for the rest of the season with Ryan Sandberg's signature on it.
Yeah, absolutely, Nolan. And I said at the top of the show, Dirtbags, for everybody that is and doesn't know him, is in Nolan's age category and younger and stuff. Just one of those solid guys. I mean, everybody that's in my category got the privilege of watching him and rooting for him or rooting against him or whatever. It doesn't matter. I mean, I still use the stories that I heard about him as a player growing up. There was Cal Ripken from the left side of the infield. There was Ryan Sandberg that I always heard from the right side. And the story that I always heard was he would be out there every day, and even though he played on a major league field, he would go from second base to first base every day to make sure the ground was smooth. It was just immaculate. Why did he do that? Because he knew he had to do that if he wanted to have a long career. He wanted to make sure there wasn't any bad hops going to happen. There wasn't going to be any mistakes. That was his position. That was his job. And he went as far as first base. I always heard the same thing with Cal Ripken going all the way from shortstop all the way to third base. Just those guys on another level. You can't, and even reading through the articles this week or whatever, and just hearing him speak about the pride he took in defense, and not just the hitting part of it, he could hit, but the fact that he made himself into a Gold Glover, the fact that he was there at 10 a.m. on game day to take 60, 100 extra ground balls, even though he was winning Gold Gloves every year or whatever, and that, again, it's just that absolute respect on a completely different level. And we forget that so much, Nolan, and Dirtbags of your caliber, that they're all major leaguers. So they are the 1% of the 1% of baseball players in the world. But then inside that 1%, there's all-stars. There's legends. There's Hall of Famers. And we just take it for granted. And so those are guys that if they're not flashy and make the plays like the athleticism that they do today, but they could make all the plays as well. They had their own athleticism for the time period that they played in. And so, I mean, sad day. Sad day for Cubs fans. Sad day for baseball, for sure. We've had so many of them over the last year, and obviously they're going to carry on, unfortunately. But you know what? It just, our thoughts and our prayers go out to the Sandberg family, the Cubs family, the Phillies, every other team that he had been a part of and stuff like that as a player or in management when he worked as a manager as well and coach. Just a sad day. So again, we'd love to have, or I especially would love to have any of your comments, any of your thoughts out there, send them in to me on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Cause I'd love to hear your opinion of Ryan Sandberg. I'd love to hear a story if you have one of Ryan Sandberg and be able to share it with Nolan and Braden and even my team over here in Germany and stuff like that. Because again, that's what being a dirtbag is. It's just spreading baseball every capacity that we can. So thanks, Nolan, for letting me interject with that. Thank you, Dirtbags, for letting me interject with that. And let's go ahead and carry on now, Nolan.
All right. Now, obviously, trade deadline heating up. Trade deadline's obviously tomorrow. Few trades have gone through already. A few trades are kind of in the hopper, it sounds like. But obviously, some of the big ones from so far this week, you get the Reds acquiring Ke'Bryan Hayes. Ke'Bryan Hayes still signed for a couple more years after this year. Going back to the Pirates is Taylor Rogers, a minor league infielder. Sammy Stefura. I hope I'm pronouncing that properly. Obviously, good move by Cincinnati Reds. Needed third base help. That one obviously brings in a gold glove guy. Good move by Cincinnati.
Yeah, frees up Nuevo Marte. I know they transitioned him to the outfield a little bit this week and stuff like that. So maybe there's some other moves that are going to be looking at happening there before tomorrow's afternoon's deadline. You know, he can play corner infield. He can play the corner infield. He can play the corner outfield. But, you know, Ke'Bryan Hayes obviously has dropped off from his first and second year as far as the offensive side of things, but his defensive metrics are still there. And like we said, right, maybe a change of scenery. Again, what surprised me about that one, Nolan, is they were able to pull that trade off in division.
Yeah, the in division part is always kind of interesting. But, I mean, call what it is. The Reds are right now, they're going to be a buyer, as they should be. They're in the thick of the playoff hunt. They're going to be going for it this year, especially with Tito as manager. Anything's possible there now this year. Obviously, some more trades happened today. Luis Garcia, Andrew Chafin to the Los Angeles Angels from the Washington Nationals for Sam Brown, a first base prospect, and Jake Etter, left-handed pitcher who's thrown 9 games up at the majors. Good quality moves by the Angels there. Nothing too heavy or anything like that, but just getting a couple of veteran guys. I mean, they got a 4.9% chance right now of making the playoffs. So we've seen them do this MO in the past where they pick up guys and hope that they can get hot.
Yeah, it hasn't always worked out for them, has it? Angels fans, a couple of really good, maybe under the radar guys. Garcia hasn't had the same offensive year as he did a year ago and stuff like that, but works well. I think I think they've got interest probably in Renrifo. Maybe trading him before the deadline tomorrow, or maybe they're looking at keeping him and just building that defense and base for next year. Maybe they catch fire or whatever and get in as well or whatever. Chafin never hurts you. I mean, he's just a really good solid reliever year after year after year. Gives them some options, right? Gives them some options. So it's good to see Artie and Manasian and the guys just still, again, we shake our heads at them, don't we? But you got to respect them. They don't just throw their hands up and say, woo is us.
Toronto Blue Jays acquiring Sir Anthony Dominguez in the middle of the doubleheader. Obviously, that was an easy one. He just switched clubhouses yesterday afternoon. Sir Anthony Dominguez in cash for number 10 prospect Jerron Watts Brown. Don't know too much about him. Obviously, Sir Anthony Dominguez brings tons of experience in the back end of bullpens, playoff experience, the whole nine yards. Good move by the Blue Jays, shoring up some of the needs that they have. I still want to see the Jays go out and get a true closer, but Sir Anthony Dominguez, he'll slide in nicely to the back end of that bullpen.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, what do you do? I mean, the Jays had hit a skid for sure. I mean, they lost that last one to the Detroit Tigers, lost the first two to Baltimore, and then finally won this game today, 9-8? No, lost the first three, actually.
Yeah, they were in a four-game slide, yep.
Yeah. So, and Dominguez comes over, whatever, and that. And what is it? I'm trying to pull it up here right now. The game's done. Jays won 9-8, but he had to pitch the eighth, was it?
Yep.
Yeah, he pitched the eighth. I mean, hey, one inning, two Ks. Welcome to the club, big guy. I mean, obviously he'll have some stake and fun with his old teammates probably tonight or whatever, and I thank him for the two strikeouts. But, I mean, you go from what should have been a playoff team to the year that the Orioles are having, and now you're right in the hunt. You got to be excited if you're Dominguez. Good little move for the Jays. We'll talk more about it in the second segment. So, yeah, carry on, Nolan.
Danny Jansen and Cash to the Brewers for Jadhir Aranimo. Obviously Brewers had a catcher need. William Contreras out for a little bit, so yeah, he'll fill in there nicely, especially as a number two catcher, platoon guy. That's a good move by the Brewers. But anyways, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here after the break. Keep talking about this in the second segment.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495.
That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Talking trade moves made, and we'll talk about the other ones that are potential before tomorrow's deadline. So, Nolan, where are we moving?
Yeah, you kind of were talking about interdivision trades when we first started this out with the Cabrian Hayes going over to Cincinnati Reds. So this one here obviously happened over the weekend. Happened Monday. Chris Paddock, Randy Dobnak from the Twins to the Tigers for Enrique Jimenez, backup catcher. He'll just basically be a platoon guy there in Minnesota, but Chris Paddock obviously slides into the starting rotation, especially with Jackson Jobe being down for the year after he underwent Tommy John surgery. Paddock will probably slide into that 4-5 role right now. Dobnak obviously pitched for a couple years now in the majors, obviously in a relief role. Kind of in that opener role as well. Just two pitching needs that obviously Detroit went out, figured, okay, hey, you know what? We've been pitching a lot of our relievers, quite a few innings, need to get some starting depth as well. Good move by the Tigers.
Really? You like it? I'm not so sold on that one with Paddock. I don't know what to expect. I know he was pitching today and stuff of that, and I know they had to get somebody for depth. I think they still need another piece, to be quite honest with you. Because Casey Mize hasn't looked great. I mean, they just lose Reese Olson to what looks like a long term. I don't know how it gets it done for me and stuff. I don't mind the reliever side of things, but I'm not so sure that Paddock gets that done. I mean, he went out and got the Arizona Diamondbacks today. I'm just not sold on that one long term. I don't know.
As a bridge for this year, though, I don't mind it.
Okay. I mean, he went only through six innings today, 3 hits, 1 run, 5 Ks, no walks.
And he's made playoff starts in the past.
I know. I don't know, man. The Detroit Tigers fans, send in your thoughts and opinions to us, because I'd like to hear whether you're excited about that one or you feel that, you know, you're hoping that they go out and try to make a move for somebody else as well. Because you don't want to give up the farm system. I get it or whatever and that, but they've built up a pretty good farm system. They've got a few players to move and stuff like that. And hey, forget about how easy your division's been this year. Realize that you got some really good teams in the East that are going to get stronger over the next 24 hours. And the Astros are still the Astros. The Mariners are trying to work hard on getting stronger and better all the time too. So I don't know if a Paddock's something that makes me feel real, real comfortable going.
It doesn't put you over the top. I'm not saying that. That's why I had him as a 4 or 5 in that rotation. They're still got ammunition to go out there and try and make a trade for a better starting pitcher. And I think they will before tomorrow's deadline. But I'm just saying, for a number 4 or 5, he's not bad. Just to get you through the season into the playoffs, a little bit of experience. I don't mind the move. Jumping over to the Atlanta Braves, making a couple of pitcher moves. Obviously, their whole starting staff from opening day is on the IL now. So they went out, got Carlos Carrasco on Monday and Eric Fetty on Sunday, both for, to the Cardinals for Eric Fetty was player to be named later, cash. To the Yankees for Carlos Carrasco is just cash. So I got to assume both of those guys over the hill, obviously. Atlanta's still just trying to stay in contention. I don't see them really doing anything with the contention that they have this year. But, I mean, their farm system's not as deep as it has been in years past. Obviously, haven't gone through the trade deadline quite a bit. So these couple of bargain bin moves, hopefully they pan out for the Braves.
Yeah, I think Anthopoulos has just got to be careful this year or whatever, and I just try to navigate as smooth as he can and try to figure things out and see if they can catch fire. I think it's too late. I know it's only the end of July and stuff like that, but just the inconsistency of their season. I know Acuna has had a really good return, but good moves, little Acuna, moves, see what happens.
Acuna went on the IL today. Achilles inflammation.
Really? Ooh.
Yeah.
That's never good.
So, no, yeah, the Braves are going to be needing anything that they can get right now if they want to stay in it. But, yeah, it doesn't look promising for them.
And I don't think you sell in the next 24 hours.
No.
I, don't, I, I, I just don't think, you know, you look at moving those guys because they are a good team. It's just one of those bad runs, right? Just a bad year.
That's it. So, they might move Marcelo Zuna or Raisel Iglesias, guys like that are on expiring contracts. But yeah, I don't know. It's gonna be a tough one for them.
Yeah, you're not selling the core.
No. Jumping over to the New York Yankees, back-to-back days. Obviously, last Friday they go out there get Ryan McMahon. Last Saturday they go out and get Amed Rosario. The Amed Rosario trade to the Nationals was Clayton Beter and Brom Martinez. Amed Rosario just coming back to the Yankees. Don't hate it. Don't love it. Depth move, obviously, in case of Volpe or Jazz Chisholm getting injured. Amed Rosario obviously brings tons of major league experience, can back up the middle. Good playoff experience too. Went to the World Series once upon a time with the Cleveland Guardians or Cleveland Indians at that time. I don't love that move. I don't hate it. The Ryan McMahon move, I really like that one. Griffin Herring and Josh Gross going back to the Rockies for Ryan McMahon. Josh Gross and Griffin Herring, both pitchers. Obviously, Colorado can never have enough pitching depth. Ryan McMahon, obviously, good third baseman, plays well defensively, lefty stick, should fit right into the middle of that lineup, probably the back end of that lineup. I know the first couple of games there, he was batting in the 7-8 holes. But yeah, no, I could see him settling in nicely at third base for the Yankees.
Yeah, no question. And then looks like they also traded for Austin Slater today with the White Sox. So certainly making some interesting moves and trades. And you know what? I don't blame Cashman in that. I don't think you want to get into that Suarez sweepstakes. They knew McMahon was out there, so I'm sure they probably held off with Suarez as long as they could. But then, you know, it's getting to that time, too. You can't wait till the trade deadline. They were playing really, really bad baseball. Let's be honest. And if you're New York Yankees fans or New York Yankees in general, you lose Judge. Like they're lucky that the Jays went on a bit of a skid, but the Red Sox are still playing good baseball. Tampa's playing solid baseball. They had to go and make moves.
Even that, they'd have the worst defensive. They'd have the worst defensive third or left side of the infield in baseball if they went out there and made that move with Suarez and Volpe. That would not be a good defense behind him. So McMahon at least shores that up a bit. Let's Volpe. It's kind of like when the Jays went out and got Matt Chapman there a couple years ago. Now, I'm not saying McMahon is Chapman level defensively, but it just frees up your young shortstop a little bit knowing that, okay, I don't have to go as deep in the hole on the backhand side to try and make every single play. I got a third baseman 100%. Now that I can actually trust. So that's why I really like the move, and especially lefty hitter with that short right field porch. I mean, it's a move that made sense. Jumping over to the New York Mets. This is from last Friday as well. Gregory Soto to the Mets. Orioles get a couple pitchers back in return. Cameron Foster and Wellington Arcina went back to the Orioles. So obviously two prospects. Not a bad move. Mets went out, obviously addressed a need, lefty reliever, good thing, playoff experience, same boat. I like it because obviously they have a need for a solid left-handed reliever, and especially a late-inning lefty reliever there in New York. So this is a good move for them. No-brainer to me, in my opinion, especially for a guy in a walk year. They didn't have to give up a heck of a lot to get him.
Yeah, no, I have no trouble with that one, too, and stuff. They had played against him a long time or whatever, and that when he was with the Phillies before going to the Orioles as well. And so they got good experience on him, and that they know what they're doing. And good little moves by the Orioles. You're not selling off your good young core yet or whatever, and that there might be a move there, but we'll talk about that in the curtain call questions. But yeah, just a good little move by the Mets. You're seeing, obviously, a lot of relief pitchers moving. We just haven't seen the starters really get going. I mean, other than Chris Paddock, like you said, and Fetty with the Braves. But it'll be interesting to see who out of the starters really get done before the deadline.
Then, yeah, just the last team to basically really start making moves, and obviously we kind of touched on it. Suarez will be more than likely dealt before tomorrow's deadline. I'd be amazed if he stayed. But the Diamondbacks, obviously, last week they trade Josh Naylor. This was last Thursday to the Mariners. Diamondbacks get Brandon Garcia and Ashton Izzy, two pitchers back in return. And then they trade Randall Grichuk on Saturday to the Kansas City Royals for right-handed pitcher Andrew Hoffman. The Josh Naylor one to the Mariners, I like that move. Obviously, the Mariners had a need at first base. Josh Naylor providing good numbers down there in Arizona. He should slide in middle of the order there, play good defense, help that team out quite a bit, especially since they're still in the thick of the playoff hunt. The Randall Grichuk to the Royals one, that one kind of surprised me a little bit. I forget if Grichuk's been there or not before in his career, but yeah, I mean, that's a move that you don't need to really write home about. But obviously, the Diamondbacks did not listen to me when I said that they should be buyers and not sellers. They're obviously committed to being a seller this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I like that trade. I like that trade for both sides of the stuff. That was too bad with the Diamondbacks having to make a move like that. But I mean, good for the Mariners to go out there and get it. He hasn't completely settled in yet, but you see that a lot of that with hitters when they get moved over and stuff like that. It takes a bit of time. Not too many guys just put on that new uniform and get flying right out of the gate. You very seldom see that, but I like the depth it creates. It'll be interesting to see if they can pull off the Suarez one. They had him last year, a lot of familiarity there as well. I don't know if they give up what the Diamondbacks are asking for by the sounds of it, or if the Diamondbacks have to come down to make that move, but they're in the driver's seat by the sounds of it right now. The Diamondbacks with at least four teams really, really interested in Suarez, and we'll see by the time the dust settles tomorrow, as they say. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here with the curtain call questions.
Lowe's knows hot deals help you get the most out of summer. Get up to 30% off select major appliances and get it delivered as soon as next day. Plus, get up to 30% off select patio furniture, grills, outdoor power equipment, and more. These end-of-season savings won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/30. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Valid on eligible in-stock orders in select locations. Price, delivery time, and vehicle availability may vary based on order size and location. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/delivery for more details.
This report is sponsored by IBM. Build, bot, borrow may be the winning formula as companies continue to step into an AI world. A new CEO study from the IBM Institute for Business Value shows that successfully making this transition will hinge on closing the skills gap through a balanced approach of hiring new expertise, training current employees, using AI tools, and tapping external partnerships. More than half of CEOs are hiring for AI-related roles that didn't exist last year. CEOs also say that nearly a third of the workforce will require reskilling over the next 3 years. Kim Morick, IBM Global HR Technology Leader.
With the increasing demand for AI skills across every industry, now is the time for companies to prepare for the future by reskilling their staff and embracing new ways of working.
To learn more, visit ibm.com/IBV. That's ibm.com/IBV.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course, spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Thank you for the curtain call questions. You know where you can send them in to us every week at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Facebook or Instagram. Nolan and myself will try to get them on a show, or if it's a personal training or baseball journey question as a player, a parent, a coach, trainer, we'll be happy to pick up a phone or a video and talk you through it and give you as much information as we can to help you steer you in the right direction, if you will. So obviously today's ones are all about trade deadlines. And here's the first one, Nolan. This is the trade that didn't happen that a lot of speculation was certainly thinking a week ago that would happen. Kansas City Royals, Seth Lugo, go in a different direction. They go in the, instead of the trade direction, they go in the extension direction. Good, bad, or otherwise for the Royals as well as Seth Lugo?
No, I really don't have any complaints with it. It's not like they're breaking the bank on his contract either. Like it's pretty much, when it's all said and done, it can be a total of $63 million for 3 years, right? So basically $21 million a year, which I got no problem with. He's been a fantastic starter there. Kansas City, sure, they're having a down year. Obviously, last year made the playoffs. I got to assume that he likes it in Kansas City. It's in my opinion, it's still a pretty easy division where 1 year one team's hot, the next year another team's hot. That type of stuff, right? It's not like the NL West where you have the Dodgers and then everybody else and you hope that you're one of the everybody else's. I think they could have gotten back a nice return for Seth Lugo. Don't get me wrong. It's just one of those ones that obviously familiarity, comfortability, all that stuff weighed into it when the Kansas City Royals approached him, making him one of the highest paid players in their franchise on an annual average value. That's it. Like, I got to assume no one offered them a good enough trade package for Seth Lugo. So that's probably why they just went to the table and said, hey, listen, here's our offer. Take it or not. We got to figure out what we can get for you if you don't accept this trade or if you don't accept this offer. Obviously, he chose to accept and good move by the Kansas City Royals.
Yeah, I love it. I agree with you. And I love it for both parties and stuff like that. I mean, he went from reliever to starter in San Diego, and he's just carried on and continued on strong. So good decision, I think, for Kansas City, even though they're kind of middling right now. Unsure whether they're going to make a real run over the last 2 months or they're going to be the team that they've been all season. But I don't think you want to give that guy away, because I just don't know what you get for him. I don't think it's a fair value. So like you said, if you can extend him, extend him. And I mean, he would have got a nice haul in free agency too. So like you said, hats off to him for being in there with Selby and the rest of the boys and going to war with them, fighting, whether it's 2025, 26 or 27. So really good stuff for sure. So we talked about it before, Nolan, they want to know thoughts and, opinions on teams for Eugenio Suarez. Four teams in the race, they say. Could there be more? Could there be less? Are they playing manipulation with them?
I got to assume that there'd be more than four teams. And even that, they're just throwing out like the four big name teams. So it's not like they really dug that deep into it. Like, I got to assume there's probably got to be about 8-9 teams in on Suarez, right? Like, Yankees aren't going to be in on him, obviously. Red Sox, they're not going to be in on him. At least I'd assume they wouldn't be in on him unless they just planned on using him purely as a DH. Phillies, I could still see them being in on him. Dodgers would be in on him. San Francisco Giants obviously won't be in on him as they're trading their relievers right now. Like, Tyler Rogers just got dealt to the Mets, and that was like a minute and a half ago. The Mariners, I got to assume that they'd have some interest in him. Padres, they'd probably have some interest in him, especially considering what their lineup looks like, right? So not a lot of pop, and that guy obviously brings the pop this year. He brings it every year, but I'm just saying this year in particular, he'd be leading the San Diego Padres easily in that. Now, he wouldn't be a third baseman. He'd just be a DH. But still, that would be a nice bat there. Texas Rangers, I got to assume that they'd have some interest in him, right? So there's got to be more than just four teams. So they're probably just waiting for the asking price to get so high to the point where it's like, okay, I got to slap accept on one of these trades. They'll get back a nice return for him, though.
Cleveland Guardians. Lots of rumors about Stephen Kwan and Mr. Beaver. Both getting moved, just trying to feel the market out, both staying. I don't know. I don't know if they can make either happen, to be honest. I mean, obviously, at some point, the starter market will improve over the next 24 hours, but I don't want to see secondhand guys. I want to see big hammers getting moved if you're going to move guys. But Kwan's very interesting.
Yeah, Shane Bieber is coming back from Tommy John surgery, too. He made another rehab start there the other day, went four innings, one run, I think 5 Ks from what I saw, $10 million owed this year, and then 16 for an option for next year. Sounds like the Cubs obviously in on him. The Cubs are in on basically every starting pitcher, it sounds like. So I got to assume Shane Bieber will probably get traded, especially with the history that he has. Some team will take a flyer on him for sure. Stephen Kwan, that's an interesting one. I did not expect the Cleveland Guardians to really entertain offers for him just because they still need some guys there in Cleveland. I don't want it to be non-household names. Like, don't get me wrong, Stephen Kwan, I don't think is necessarily a household name, but he's a dang good player. And obviously brings gold glove caliber, left field defense, top of the order bat, great bat to ball skills. That's kind of any team that's in playoff hunt can go out there and get a Stephen Kwan and plug him into the lineup, whether it be your one or two spot, and he'd be your starting left fielder every day. So that would be a move that they'd get back a nice little return for too.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been talking about it for about 4 weeks now. Let's slide down to the Miami Marlins. Alcantara, Cabrera, they're going to be able to get anything done. Alcantara is really interesting because the last two starts have definitely been a lot better starts. 5 innings, no runs, 3 hits. His strikeouts aren't huge again or whatever. And that they're not like he was back in the day, but a lot better packaged together. The ERA starting to trend in the right direction, but is he asking just too much?
No. I think a team will bite on him. Like you said, he went 7 scoreless against the Padres, and then he went 5 scoreless against the Cardinals there just last night. So I got to assume that there's going to be some teams out there that are saying, hey, listen, what do we got to give up to get him? Because the velo is not quite there yet, but, I mean, you're starting to see everything tick back up. Obviously, it doesn't seem like he's fully recovered from the Tommy John surgery. He still seems to be pitching a bit hesitant. But I think you get him into a playoff-like atmosphere, he'll be good to go.
St. Louis Cardinals, are they going to be able to move Mr. Arenado? Do they want to move him? Well, I'm sure they want to move him, but are they going to be able to move him? And it sounds like Ryan Helsley probably out the door, more or less.
Yeah, Helsley, from what I was just reading, it sounds like he's basically going to be a Toronto Blue Jay. Barring something drastic at the last minute, I guess the Cardinals and Blue Jays have had advanced talks on a possible trade. Sounds like basically there's going to be some sort of platoon, him and Jeff Hoffman in the closer role. Now, I think Helsley, based on this year, probably isn't going to get you the same return as he would have in the offseason if he was dealt, obviously speaking. But who knows by the trade deadline, right? Obviously, teams start to panic a bit, and they realize, okay, well, Helsley's still Helsley, and if he can regain that form that he had last year, and even back in 22, that type of form, you're like, holy, okay, we got one of the best relievers in the National League, if not the best reliever in the National League, right? So, that one, it'll get done. I'm not too worried about that. Arenado, I think it'll have to be a package deal of some sort. I don't know if you can just trade Arenado straight up at this point in time. Not having the offensive numbers, obviously the defense is still there. Kind of reminds me of like, I'd imagine he'll probably get a similar package to what Ryan McMahon got.
Okay, yeah, that's a good call. That's a good call. If you're Ryan Helsley, you got to be a little bit more excited with the type of season that you've had. Like you said, it's not his typical season. There's no question about it. But really, I mean, at the high end of the high end of the relievers right now, you're looking at Duran out of Twins. And obviously, I doubt the Guardians were really going to ever trade him. But Class A just obviously blew himself up by all accounts. Again, not guilty until proven guilty, but with the gambling charges just coming down the pipe this weekend or whatever, it's got to be good for Helsley. He's got to be like, well, that takes one guy out of the running.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's good for the Cardinals as well. And even that, I think I really do think Ryan Helsley is going to be like an Aroldis Chapman type of situation from back in the day where he got traded from the Yankees to the Cubs for a good haul of prospects. And this is back in 2015 when the Cubs won the World Series. And then re-signed with the Cardinals in the offseason. By all accounts, still loves the Cardinals, wants to be a Cardinal for life. He's saying that still this week. So that's going to be an interesting one to watch in the offseason. But if the Cardinals don't trade him, then they've just done themselves an injustice by trying to get back any sort of return on that. Yeah, now that being said, Jojo Romero, he's got some interest. San Diego Padres are interested in him. Phil Maton's another one that I wouldn't be surprised if he gets traded as well. Obviously, having a fantastic year with the Cardinals, and his salary is dirt cheap. So, I mean, they'll get back something for those two guys.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So we're about 2.5 minutes. We've talked about the Yankees making their little subtle moves, that is, so on and so forth. The other teams have made little things here and there, but the one team, Dodgers, are looking like they're going to get Muncy back in the next maybe 10 days. He's back swinging again ahead of time with his knee contusion there from a month ago. So that's got to be positive. But what are you thinking the Dodgers are going to pull off? They're the Dodgers, so they eye everything, right? Every you can look up every player that's out there, and I'm sure if you dig deep enough, all the Dodgers are interested. But what do you really think if they're going to do something? Where does it have to be? Who does it have to be?
I think it has to be pitching. Like you said, the offense has too many stars, and they got too much depth. Now that being said, it sounds like, gosh, I'm drawing a blank on their catcher, Dalton Rushing, I think.
That's
what I'm hearing. So it's like, all right, well, that would be the guy that I'd be asking for in every trade.
Because
it's not like the Dodgers are just going to go out there and get some long reliever type of player, right? Like, they're trying to push the chips all in, go back to back. But yeah, like I got to imagine they're just after the relief pitchers and the starting pitcher, just to give them a little bit more depth, obviously, with the amount of injuries that they've had. Now, that being said, it wouldn't surprise me if they try to make a move for Eugenio Suarez, like I said, like for him to come in, be a third baseman there. Don't necessarily think it's the greatest, but because he's certainly not going to be a DH over Ohtani, but 30 home runs speaks for itself. They could probably try to figure out a position for him to play if they can get it done.
Yeah, for sure. There's no question about it. It's just what's that asking price? What are they willing to give for him and stuff? So it'll be interesting. There's no question about it, Dirtbags. So we're on the countdown. I mean, we're talking less than 24 hours now before it's all said and done for 2025. So if your team's in it, we wish you the best of luck pulling off a trade. If they're out, hopefully you can get some good return on your player if you're selling. So we're going to be right back here, though, for Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it.
It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
So my final thought this week, two guys cracked their 1,000th RBI, both on home runs, Mr. Mike Trout and Mr. Kyle Schwarber. Obviously, big kudos to both of those guys. Picking up 1,000 RBIs in the major leagues, obviously never an easy feat, especially with Schwarber batting leadoff for, what, I guess the better part of 4 years now? Now, this year, obviously, the Phillies have had to bat him down in the lineup a little bit just to try and provide some sort of spark. But, I mean, 37 homers, the most by a Philly ever before August. Mike Trout, good to see him staying healthy and everything like that. Sure, it's not the season that Mike Trout wanted to have, but cracking the 1,000 RBIs, obviously, that was an impressive feat all on its own. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the next couple of days, obviously, with the trade deadline. But, yeah, just wanted to give kudos to both of those players for cracking the 1,000 RBIs each.
No question, man. Both studs, great players of this era and stuff like that, and quality human beings. So you love that. And it's just added excitement when it's on home runs to get them. So hopefully they'll carry on and have a few more years under their belt before they're all said and done as well. And be able to stay where they are too. I really like Schwarber and Philly, but that'll be interesting. They got a lot of work to do in the off season to see if they can make him stay there or be able to stay there. Trout is obviously staying there because they're buying again, obviously, so they're not looking to sell him. So good for Artie. Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for listening. Can't thank you enough for being a part of the show. Again, if your team is in the hunt, hopefully they can pull something together and get the right players, the right packages that can help them bring it home in August and September and push along playoff and all the way through to the World Series. It should be an exciting last sprint to the finish line. Hopefully it is a good sprint to the finish line. Hopefully there is some more, maybe not Rafael Devers moves in the wheelhouses, but you never know. There could be some of those pitchers that maybe not on paper right out of the gate look like it, but when it's all said and done, could be difference makers down the playoff stretch. So get out there, have a great week, a dirty week, bust your you-know-what on the field, off the field, every single moment. That's what it's about. It's about getting up, getting after it, and getting dirty. And that's the bottom line. So, servicemen and women, thank you so much for doing what you do. So now, Nolan, you do what you do.
Thanks for listening once again, Dirtbag. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.